Friday, October 15, 2010, news from Oroville begins with a weather check. The skies are overcast, our unpaved roads so red and soft from last night's solid rainfall, and today's temperature high is 32 degrees with a low of 26. Humidity creates a heat index of 37 degrees Celsius, and winds are from the west 14 kilometers per hour. Tonight, expect another thunderstorm. Gopika and Nadika and Keshava have just returned from Delhi, the opening of the Commonwealth Games. Listen to a bit of their experience. Tell us a little bit about your recent sojourn in Delhi at the opening of the Commonwealth Games.
Well, it was quite an experience, really. We spent 10 days there, and we didn't know what to expect, but we did expect it to be a little chaotic.
I think we grew to sort of see it in another angle. Like when we started, we were looking at things around us and thinking, my God, this is chaos. What's happening here? Or, my God, we need patience. We need tolerance. Here we are. The yoga continues. But I think as we went along the days, we started looking at it, I mean, learning to see it differently. You know, we started detaching ourselves from all that and started looking at it from a more, you know, lighter perspective.
So it was a really interesting experience to be there. The first day when we actually arrived, well, again, it was the same sort of a treatment of, you know, sort of VIP treatment mixed with, oh, sorry, we can't let you in because you don't have your cards yet, you're not on the list, this and that. And I think the first day we would have spent at least
3 hours
in the sun. And we passed checkpoint one, but we couldn't get past checkpoint two, and we couldn't get out again. So there we were, you know, in full sun in Delhi. But then we looked at, you know, like all these kids. There was probably, like, you know, a couple of thousand children that were going to participate who were in exactly the same situation as us.
Also, I feel that it was better than we expected.
See, the whole idea, somebody mentioned it yesterday, actually. I was talking to my brother, and he was saying that even from his perspective, what one could see is that the opening ceremony was... It was a very popular event. So, of course, if it had been China or something, and everybody, you know, even the children would have been, like, actually organized into every, you know, detail, you know, to the centimeter. And there we could sort of feel almost this. There was a side of it which was a little bit like a kind of, like, huge talent show. And there was but at the same time, I think that the producer, Bharat Bala, who actually we were in contact with, and we were really in the middle of it. That's another trait of, for me, India, a little bit like what could happen in Oroville, is that in the beginning, I mean, we were there in the middle of the stadium, and, you know, we saw all these engineers from all over the world doing their job, putting up the big balloon and doing this and that. But actually, how do we participate in that? And actually, we thought we might be in the way. But no, of course, after a few days, they were all very happy for us to help. And it was like a sort of, there was this feeling that we were really part of the family. And they made it very clear that we were. And so most of our days were spent there in the middle, watching all their problems and difficulties, giving our little suggestions about Keshava's performance, for example. The interesting thing was that Keshava was supposed to play only about a minute. And that was his track, you know. He rehearsed his music track. And then finally, it was quite disorganized. And when he actually first tried it out and he went on stage, it was... I just looked at him, and then we thought, well... why is he going off stage? Isn't that weird? The whole segment lasts only for 2-3 minutes beyond that. So there's no tablas on the original track. But God, he should just stay up there and do his thing. So we came back down and then said to them, well, why doesn't he just stay there and do what he does? And then they said, okay, we'll see. And the next day they said, yeah, very good idea, let him stay and do that. And this is what actually made it happen, even more than his original part that was meant to be, is the fact that we went straight back to the hotel. Yeah, we went back to the hotel, and we decided that We told him, you just play along with these drummers all the way till the end and just be happy and get into it. So that was also a nice added element.
Since we'd worked so much on keeping it so spontaneous for Keshava, he had this idea that this was a big light show and that he was playing with so many people and that he was one of them. And, you know, we made it really, really like a game for him. And my concern was, I just hope that the people who are going to handle him on the stage are going to, you know, be able to understand that this is a child, that he's going to go up all by himself. And to my surprise, the team was fantastic, actually. The boy who, you know, the person who, a younger person who was looking after this stage thing of taking Keshava up on stage and all, he had a real understanding of that child's perspective. You know, even when he taught Keshava to go up the stairs for the first time, he handled it so well. He said, come on, let's count the stairs as we go up. And, you know, he made it so fun for him. And so that was what was very nice. In fact, that really saved, my prayer was just that, because I didn't want Keshava to feel, you know, intimidated by all these people on stage telling him, you do this and you do that. Or I know that they wouldn't have done that to a child, but still, to have all these people around you, you know, suddenly in the middle of this huge stadium.
So 7 years old, and he, of course, plays tabla and percussion since he's very, very small.
Yes.
And at the age of one,
ashram school for 3 years, and when I went down to the ashram yesterday to take him to the samadhi and all that, and everybody was so happy, you know, the captains came up to me and said, thank you for what you've given us and what you've given India. And it was beautiful, actually, to have that, because I think that somewhere there's this beautiful feeling that of this family here, of mothers. The mother's touch. Lovely.
Every day we would spend hours and hours waiting with a couple of thousand drummers from all across India. And on the last day it was interesting, because we were right there. The last minute before the performance, at some point Gopika said, it smells a little bit like fire. What is it? What's going on? And all that. And this is like 1 minute before countdown, you know. And we're under the stage right in the middle, and we're sort of like, there's all this, like, you know, it's going to happen. It's like, wow. And suddenly we turn around and we see some guys welding behind us right in the middle of the stadium. And they're actually just doing the last minute sort of job on this welded element that's going to be coming up called the yoga man, you know. And you can see they're really speeding up, and it has that, like, and it's like,
so
it
funny.
Was that. But the other very funny thing in that way is that we finished the performance and we kept on asking, where are we going to sit after the performance and all? We had seen the dress rehearsal, we knew the whole show, so we didn't feel too bad about it. But the fact is that actually we were sort of, you know, hustled out. Through the tunnel and out. And then we said, okay, well, we'll just go home then if we can't have a seat. They said, sorry. And even we asked, like, some of the high position people that we knew where we're supposed to, and everybody said, we don't know. Please don't ask us. It's like, we just don't know anything about what's going on here. So we're
And then out. They said that you shouldn't go out without something, you know, in your hand. Like, you should have something. And we said, okay. So they insisted on giving us something. And I said, okay. So we followed the man through all these different paths, and he comes to a little snack thing where all these boxes are thing, and he says, okay, you can all have one banana and one fruity each before you go.
Please, as a token of our appreciation, then we're on the street
with these bananas in our hand.
Keshava's pulling his bag. He always pulls his own tabla bag. He loves to do it. And we walk 1.5 kilometers to find a car. But the funny thing is, we actually
come back home
and turn on the TV, and all we see, every news channel from BBC to etc., is Keshava, star of the show, etc. So we thought it was very, very funny. And the contrast between that particular moment or end of the concert and the next morning, when suddenly, you know, phones starts pouring in and calls and etc. And that's why we actually decided to do a little press conference, because it was kind of absurd the way it was going. Do you say yes to the reporters? Do you say no? It seemed impossible. And it was not a joke. The hotel was actually, there were reporters waiting outside
downstairs.
And vans and everything. And it was just a beautiful experience we had.
Tonight, there will be dream catching on the roof of Cinema Paradiso. The topic will be integral governance in the classical cultures of Mesopotamia and China. And tomorrow night at Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity, 7:30 p.m. onwards, Navaratri is celebrated with dance, the yearly Gujarati Garba. It's a popular folk dance from the state of Gujarat. In its original form, performed by women singing and clapping rhythmically in praise of Mother Durga. Here, tomorrow night, men, women, and children are all invited to join in with clapping, laughter, music, and joyous movements to celebrate the Universal Mother. Talking trash, the good news is that significant positive changes are in evidence thanks to our eco-service over the past 2 years. And as a result, Oroville's waste is impacting the local environment way less. Ecoservice now collects more than 60% of Oroville's garbage, up from 45% 2 years ago, and the goal is 100%. It means that more of our garbage is now dealt with responsibly. The amount of waste that's segregated has also increased to almost 80%. And about two-thirds of Oroville's waste is now recycled, which means less is being landfilled. Positive steps indeed. If you want to keep your joy, it will be wise not to speak of it to others. Things spoken about get wings and try to escape through your words. That's an aphorism from Sri Aurobindo. You've been listening to Oroville News on radio with Marlenka on microphone, in studio Yahalom and Miriam. Comments, questions, contact oroville radio.org, and thank you for listening.